It was last year's football match between Turkey and Armenia in the Armenian capital Yerevan that was a catalyst for the rapprochement between the two countries. Under Swiss mediation, Turkey and Armenia have conducted talks to re-establish diplomatic relations, with both sides agreeing on a protocol to normalize relations. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has now said that the protocol will be signed on October the 10th. International relations expert of Istanbul's Bilgi University says it's an important step forward to restoring relations, but it's just a step.
I think it's pretty significant, but then the protocols are going to be sent to the respective parliaments for ratification, and that's when the deal gets a bit more complicated. There's a strong opposition both in Armenia and in Turkey.
Already the main opposition parties in Turkey have condemned the announcement, accusing the government of betraying its ally, Azerbaijan. Ankara severed its ties with Yerevan and closed its border in 1993 after Armenia fought a war with Azerbaijan over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. Armenian forces continue to occupy a large part of Azeri territory. The government have been quick to dispel accusations of betrayal, saying they remain committed to Azerbaijan. Early this month, Suat Kanukluoglu, spokesman of the Turkish Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, insisted that resolving Azeri grievances remains key to restoring Armenian-Turkish relations.
Without movement on the Karabakh issue, that the normalization process would be difficult to sustain. The trick here is how do you manage to have movement on this side and at the same time sustain the normalization process without domestically in each three of these three countries having major problems. Again, another expression which I like in the English language is all the stars are lined up in the right place.
According to international relations expert Soli Özel, the region's main powers may for the first time have common interests in bringing stability to the region.
My understanding is that there is almost near agreement on a framework between Azerbaijan and Armenia. The Americans, of course, are behind these developments. But the Russian part is more important because the Russians can block it anytime they want. But I think it serves their purposes too, because Russian-American relations seem to be on a better track now than they've been for quite some time now. The Russians may wish to be on the right side of things. Plus, given that Turkish-Russian relations are pretty good and the Russians would like to send their gas and petrol through Turkey to wherever, that is something that suits them.
Washington has also been using its diplomatic muscle to pressure and encourage both Ankara and Yerevan to normalize relations. Still, there's an historical controversy between Armenia and Turkey which could yet undermine those attempts. Yerevan, along with much of the international community, accuses Turkey's then Ottoman rulers in 1915 of committing genocide against its Armenian minority. Ankara strongly denies the charge. The controversy continues to sour relations, and according to political scientist and newspaper columnist Nuray Mert, says there is deep suspicion within the country over the rapprochement.
This talk of accepting genocide, and you know, these are traps or steps in the way of accepting, you know, genocide. Or, you know, this discourse of genocide is being imposed on us by great powers, by Western powers. And that's why, I mean, this opening the border debate is not a simple question for anybody. And political opposition is using it, knowing that it's a very sensitive issue, is using it against the government. So, I mean, the matter is getting even more complicated.
The coming weeks are now already being described by analysts as crucial in helping to bring stability to one of the most unstable regions in the world. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.